The ACLU suit was filed on behalf of 17 plaintiffs from Wisconsin, many of whom argue that they don't have the documents or the money they need to get a state ID for voting. Among them, an 84-year-old woman from Brokaw who lacks the birth certificate she needs to get a state ID, and a homeless Milwaukee veteran who can't afford to get a copy of his Illinois birth certificate. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says other Wisconsin residents are in the same situation.
People don't realize that there are people who don't have those documents. But it's true, they don't.
Other plaintiffs include several indigent Milwaukee residents who tried to get a Social Security card in order to get a state ID, but were told they needed a state ID to get a Social Security card. Dupuy says it's one of the many complications with the new law.
There are a lot of hurdles in the way of a lot of people who don't have either the resources or the time to get over those hurdles, and in some cases the hurdles are either legally insurmountable or practically insurmountable.
Legal observers say winning a federal lawsuit could be difficult since the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Indiana's voter ID law. But Dupuy contends Wisconsin's law is more restrictive and more vulnerable to a court challenge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.